She's out there. You're the Florida version of Sex in the City, JD.
That's when I was smoking my cigar.
Don't be an asshole today.
Now, where are you?
I am in London. I'm in the UK. COVID around the world. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
it's been a grueling summer. Wednesday when Jay and I did the podcast, I'm gonna let her in. It was so hot here. I had two fans on me, so my hair was blowing everywhere. We don't have air conditioning here. It sucks. It's very European.
Hi.
Hey, there's JD Cannon.
Where are you? I don't know. How do I look to you?
You're fine.
You're great.
Yeah.
Am I in a square?
I'm in a square. You're in the square.
Just can't like see the Brady anything Bunch.
The Brady Bunch Hollywood Squares. One of these days when we have a whole bunch of guests, we'll do Hollywood Squares.
That's right.
Oh, here we go. Okay, I got it right. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, how are you?
I was watching on YouTube. I was watching your shows. Oh, you were so friggin' funny. I was listening to it on the way home, but I was trying to watch it at work and I kept getting interrupted, but I don't know what I'm interrupting now. So
I was just telling her how we carried on without her. We just drank more and talked more.
Yeah. And I told her, I said, I just forgot. And it was I'm going to be honest with you, that's not my first time.
So, yeah. Oh, good. Then I don't feel so bad. That's fantastic. By the way,
I love your accent. I wish I could speak Southern like that, but I'm not even from the Southern part of Long Island, so I can't.
you wouldn't be able to do that. No.
So you're in, Vicky, you're in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. JD, you are in South Florida in the Deerfield of beaches. And I'm sweating my balls off here in the UK. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We are literally everywhere.
Yeah. You guys have air conditioning. You're all good?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't want to make you jealous. I'm a little chilly, but I don't want to make you jealous.
I wore my hat so that you would have something to be jealous about.
Oh.
I'm jealous of that. You found that's beer, awesome
beer,
fun.
Beer, beer. I'm drinking this is a beaut. This is chocolate caramel biscuit porter.
Ooh.
So wait, that's the first thing. And then I have also salted caramel rum.
Oh wow.
Two things would go. So I'm gonna try it.
You are becoming a mixologist.
Isn't a biscuit a cookie?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't taste cookie in that at all. I just want to be clear.
How is that? It sounds good.
We're gonna stick with this. this is fantastic. This is like a sugar daddy caramel lollipop thing, but in a drink. This is not great. Like, I don't taste chocolate. I don't taste cookie. I don't even taste caramel. No.
Yeah, there's something you didn't mix.
You didn't mix them. Did you mix them or you didn't
mix
them?
No, I'm not going to mix them. I'm not going to ruin.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You won like me. You wait.
I'm going to mix
it and then I'm stuck with it for the rest of the show. I went traditional with Mount Gay.
Okay. All right.
Black. What is that? Barrel.
That's Mount Gay rum.
Mount Gay rum, black barrel, which means I guess it's like a.
That's a premium. A special,
yeah, the premium, right? Premium.
We don't encourage. You're proud. It's like middle of the day there, so we don't encourage day drinking unless you want a day drink.
I'd love to day drink. I just didn't get
anything. Happy hour here, but I mixed it with Coke. I just went traditional in my Jack.
Nice. Well, I'll go get a glass of wine.
Hey, you do what you need.
Sure.
To do.
I'll go get me a glass of wine.
Go get you a glass of wine, girl. Jay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best thing I've had in I don't know how long.
And do you have one of your giant sphere ice cubes in that?
I don't. I have a. I,
oh.
You know,
oh, you really went with rocks.
They're really hard to get out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to kind of let them melt a little bit.
Yeah.
And, I didn't take them. I didn't take them out in time, and I was just like, I'm just going to use regular old ice. And to be honest with you, it's okay. It tastes just as good.
I'm going to look for that. I'm going to see what we have here. I don't look for, you get some interesting stuff.
I do. Now that I've discovered I can get it on Amazon, I'm like an animal.
And I love your queer beer.
This place is so cool. I got,
I saw the Instagram, then I went to the website from your post.
It's called the Queer Brewing Project. And so they sent all kinds of queer brewing stickers, pins, hat.
Oh, I love that.
I love it too. And I just want to make it clear that this is not theirs. This is Northern Star, Northern Monk. It's not a queer brewing. I didn't get beer. I just got the merchandise. Just got the hat. All right, you got your drink now.
Do you got your wine?
Oh yes, I do. Right here.
Okay. Atta girl. Out of here.
Yeah, that's right.
I love making drinkers out of everybody. So Vicky, you were saying you did something with Suzanne. What were you on her show?
Yes, that's what I was doing. So, I'm like, what did I do? It's again. You know,
It's okay.
I did do something. Yes, I was on her show. I was her guest.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Yeah, she's getting some good people, see? We're right up there with Suzanne, Jay.
I know. I mean, that's awesome.
It's awesome.
And I took over, it was supposed to be Billie Jean King, but she got an award. And so, you know.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah. I thought you were going to say she flew off to Tokyo.
She could have. I mean,
she could have, right? Yeah.
Billie Jean King, by the way. Denise is right next to Janice and my.
It's up on your idol list. Okay.
I wanted to be Billie Jean King when I was younger in tennis.
Oh my God. You got some amazing heroes, Jay. I gotta tell you. Yeah. Janice Ian and Billie Jean King. That's awesome. Are you guys able to even see the Olympics because of the weird times?
I haven't. No. I just haven't had a chance.
I stayed up.
Have you?
I mean, it's like 2:00 in the morning, and then, you know, I get like 4 hours sleep or whatever. Like last night, I fell asleep around 2:30. I watched a triathlon, which was okay. I mean, it's one of those things where I stayed awake, you know, up until 2:30 to see the finish. And the Norwegian guy that won gold, he crossed the finish line and puked. So I was like, okay, I'm good. That's good. Click, turn it off.
I go to sleep.
Yeah, and then I woke up this morning and I watched Tom Daley win his gold. And I swear, if anything brings a nation together, it's like, it's that kid. I don't know if it's because he's gay, he's adorable, he's been swimming 20 years, he's been in 4 Olympics, he finally got gold this morning. And then I was like, I was tearing up. Like, I'm like, I'm not even from here. And I'm like, oh, way to go, Britain. So that was amazing. Like, I'm glad I saw that, but I don't dig this stuff. Like I want to see it live. I don't want to watch the highlights, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a little weird. I was wondering if I'm 5 hours ahead of you guys, 5 and 6 hours ahead of you guys, and I'm having a problem, it's gotta be brutal for you guys.
I wonder, it's probably exactly opposite, probably.
Yeah, it seems like it's all happening in the middle of the night, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
So so that's one of the things I was I said to my wife this morning. I feel like this Olympics is bringing us all together for 16 days. Everybody's gonna be like, yeah, like the football that, you know, a couple weeks ago, the football with England being in the cup, the UEFA World Cup. I couldn't believe the way it pulled everybody together. I mean, normally everyone's at each other's throats, whether it's about politics or vaccinations and then they all shut up and hold hands during a sporting event, you know, like it's amazing. Yeah,
right.
So it's been a summer. We'll put it that way. It's right now it's 70 degrees and I'm thrilled with that. Like I'm so,
I bet.
I got all the windows open. My cats are chasing bugs. It's fantastic.
They don't see, it's over either. Already.
Yeah.
Your big heat wave. You're right. It's over.
In my 1 week of heat wave.
Not a big deal. Well, if I ever come there in those 2 weeks, I'll be complaining the whole time. But right
I
now,
do every day. Every day.
Why for like, me?
Why do they live like this? Why don't they get air conditioning? It's brutal. But Vicky, you're in Texas and you've got everything from flash flooding, floods, snowstorms earlier this year, and intense heat.
And not even snow, the freeze.
Yeah.
It was like the city was without electricity in 20 degree weather for 4 days. People died.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
It was awful. It was awful.
And then Ted Cruz was hightailing it to Cancun.
Yeah, he went to Cancun. Yeah, well done.
That was nice, right?
Yeah.
So what's it like now? Is it okay now? Everything's cool?
Well, it's just hot. Just you know, it's just summer. Yeah.
And you
but we've had a lot of rain, so the temperatures are not as high as usual. Usually we're in the hundreds.
Yes.
And we're in the 90s, so
that's a blessing.
That's not bad. Yeah.
And you went to LA, you were just in LA, you said.
And San Diego. Yeah.
Oh Lord, their temperatures have been outrageous too.
Yeah.
I got a buddy.
Unfortunately, both my daughter lives in LA and her husband and their baby, and my son and his wife and their baby live in San Diego. Well, some years ago when I would go visit them, both my daughter and my son had no air conditioning in their apartments. And the sad part about it was I went to stay with my son in San Diego because I had a show in San Diego and he had no air conditioning. Do you know how miserable it is to get ready for a show in a heat wave with no air conditioning? Oh my God.
That's when you go in the car.
Sit in the car. That's my trick too. Sit in the car.
Are you doing shows now?
No, I have my first shows are coming up at the end of August in Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio.
How do you
feel? That'll be my first shows.
How do you feel? How you feel about it? Like, is
it weird? I feel weird. I'm a little. I mean, I am nervous about it. I'm not. It's a little bit just because I know. In the years past, you know, I would work all year. And then usually November and December, holidays, I didn't work much, right? So, and you're doing the holidays. And then in January, February is when it started to pick up again. Well, I always knew in January and February when I'd start back, it felt odd because I hadn't done it in a couple months.
Yeah.
And if there's a... I guess maybe there's a rhythm, you get used to it and, you know, I'm, and it's been a year and a half I've done anything. So I am nervous, but I'm going to be in Columbus and Cincinnati. So.
Are you going to make it to Florida on any of your shows or Dallas?
I used to do Florida a lot. I love Florida. I have nothing planned now. Just wait and see what happens.
You know, it's like open schedule. I think a lot of it too is the traveling to get places is very different now too. Mm-hmm. So on top of having like jitters about doing, you know, a show, whether, you know, because you haven't done it in a while, it's the traveling adds to the stress of it.
Mm-hmm. And right.
Getting comfortable and relaxed enough to do the show. Yeah. That's, I commend you guys for getting back in it. I'm still a little bit people phobic.
I have a little tiny show on Friday night and I am like, now I'm nervous. I was never nervous before. And now with the Delta variant, I'm nervous because I have not gotten my vaccine yet. I didn't get to go this week. I was going to go last week. I had the sniffles. I was afraid to go with the sniffles. And now I'm helping my sisters take care of my mom, who's 87, who's coming back from having a mini stroke. And I want to make sure I'm protected to help take care of her. Yeah. But I had to run the business and my ex-husband, who I have the business with, has been in New York. So it just, things have been in my way of getting that freaking shot. And it's like, now I'm like, I have a show on Friday night and I'm nervous, and mm-hmm. I've never been nervous before. And it's a little tiny place. It's not a big deal, but I have a bunch of friends coming. And so it's, I know that, you know, I know you play for much larger audiences, Vicky. But I have to say, I digress about me and my vaccine. You are so funny. I was watching some of your YouTube stuff, and I saw the thing you, the routine you do about the colonoscopy.
Oh.
And that is so true. It's just so funny. I'm not for that either yet, that and the vaccine, but I should be vaxxed by our next week's show, Denise. But anyway, I just think the way you described it was, you just, your timing is great. I love your timing. I saw the thing about your parents, your mom and her parents were grandparents. Your grandparents were cousins. My family comes from Sicily, and I did the ancestry thing. And I'm like, okay, I always tell people I'm 100% Sicilian, right? And people tell me, well, you can't be 100% of anything. And then I started thinking, and I'm like, Sicily's an island. So probably people were coming through that island. I came back 98% Sicilian. And then I remembered my family, the cousins kind of married each other in the past generation. So it's like, I think that's why. That was so
kind
funny. I can relate to that.
You're kind of Southern. So Vicky,
would you... I'm kind of Southern, yes.
There's a Southern aspect. Would you say that you get most of your material from family stuff, daily observations,
life, like kind of thing? Just life,
it's
whatever,
just life in general.
Yeah, life in general, because you're just going, what the, you know, what, it happens, you know. I have my wife, I have dogs, I have my grandkids, I have my kids, I have, you know, it's life, and it happens. Colonoscopy, unfortunately, that story's true. Completely true.
I love that. What about when you turn 50? That's what the doctor tells you. That's so true.
That was, I know.
That
yeah.
To me.
Well, you know, I turned 65. So now it's a whole other thing. So now I had to go get a bone density test. Yeah, it's just never ending. I don't know. Yeah.
That sounds awful. Like, wouldn't they just smack your fingers with a hammer? Like, what's a bone density?
Well, it's kind of like an MRI. And, you know, you just lay there and they look at your bone, your hips and stuff. I don't know.
You don't feel anything.
No, I don't feel anything.
I could handle that.
You can handle that.
I just
had one last week, Denise. I did a week of JD where I went to all the doctors and I haven't been to in 3 years. And because I hadn't been a year and then the COVID hit. And then, so thank God all the tests came back good. I got my last test back today, but I'm a hypochondriac, so I think I have everything. So I you know, but man, like, yeah, I saw something too about how your career got started. Like you were like the traditional mom and housewife and grandmother. Yeah. And then what happened? Like, I couldn't hear the rest of the story because I kept getting interrupted.
Well, it was, I don't know if it was my act, but in real life, I started doing stand-up when I was married, married with 3 kids, Southern Baptist, the whole 9 yards. And I started doing comedy. And in learning comedy, you know, the art of it, you learn about, you have to be truthful. I mean, it has to come from truth. Now, you can exaggerate it, but if you're not being truthful, it's not going to sell. It's just not, it's not. And so I had never really been truthful with myself all my life, obviously. And it was kind of like a Pandora's box. You know, you can't pick and choose what comes out. It's like, it all comes out. And part of that was, I'm a lesbian. So now what do I do? You know, I'm married with 3 kids and all this. And so it was just a lovely, pleasant time. During those years. But yeah, so that was kind of, you know, how I came out. And then I just, it, like I said, life happens. You just move forward and just do what you got to do.
Wow.
It's all material. I think one of the things that kind of gets you through, you know, obviously having a sense of humor, but it's finding that in just everyday life, and you realize, like, man, this is just, it's all material, like all of it. You know,
well,
like,
you know, I even to the extent that, like, when I'm in a really not good place, a very painful place, I have always said, this is gonna be funny one day.
Yeah.
Not right now. It's not funny right now, but it will be, because the best humor comes from pain.
Right.
It does. You know, it's I don't remember, I think it was Milton Berle said, comedy is tragedy with timing.
That's brilliant, because it's true. Yeah.
And that's what it is, you know?
I think we, you have to come from a family that gets that, you know? Like, my mom has MS, it's progressive. So she walks like Quasimodo. So we just, you know, have made that her thing. Like, you can hear her coming because you hear the step and the drag and the step and the drag and the drag. But, you know, if another family like heard us talking about that, they would think we were awful. You know, thank God that, you know, the rest of my family get it. Like, I have another aunt that's kind of losing her sight, and then her sister just broke her arm, and there were some pictures of them, and I said, like, if I send my mother there, you know, between all three of you, we have an able-bodied person. And, like, I thought, I put that on Facebook, and everyone's going to think I'm awful, you know? Whatever. If they don't get it, they don't get it. But
I know.
It is. It's like,
well, you have to. Like, when my dad, before he passed of Alzheimer's, you know, he had it for 10 years and it was horrible. Yeah. But there was times you just had to laugh at it. Like, I remember one day he was going, why can't I die? Why can't I die? And my mother goes, well, Clyde, maybe you need to pray to the Lord. And And y'all, I couldn't help it. I went, well, he's not listening. That's not a good sign. Jesus doesn't want you and the devil won't take you. Now, my mother laughed. She did laugh at that. So,
she's got to have the family that appreciates it. Honestly, I think I put this on Instagram. Like, I've got to get my shit together, because after living in this heat last week, of 85 degrees and no air conditioning, I realized, I always thought, I don't care if I have a front row seat in hell, but you know what? I can't take the heat, man. Like, I'll be clawing my way out of there. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. It was just a joke. Let me out of here.
It's a joke.
Get right with the Lord, Denise. Get right with the Lord.
I don't know. It might be a little bit late for that. I think that, Vicky, I think the first time I was able to see you live was in Florida. And maybe it was a Girls at Gay Days or Orlando. Might've been Orlando.
Was it?
It was a good lineup that year. I remember there was like a lot of good people, but I was so excited because we had you on the Lesbian Lounge and Don and I were like, God, I feel awful, because, you know, we didn't see her. Normally we see somebody live, you know, and then we ask them on the show, and we hadn't seen you live and you were on the show, but then we were able to do a little bit of work in Orlando and catch your show, and I was like, oh, thank God, like, now we can say we saw her live. It's a different experience. It's so much more fun seeing somebody live. Your stuff is always fantastic. Now, you've been married to Sarge for how long?
We got officially married 5 years ago, but we've been together 21 years.
Wow. That's awesome.
And you live like in a pretty conservative Republican state together. Like, what is that like? Are you brawling with your neighbors? Like, how does that work?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Up until just recently, it's been wonderful. I mean, we have gay flags out and gay pride and all that kind of stuff. And my neighbors have been wonderful, accepting, great, all this good stuff. Well, a couple of 3 months ago, not long, and that's how, but our neighbor next door sold her house and somebody moved in. And, you know, and we have chickens, by the way, in our backyard. Do what?
I love chickens. I've recently discovered chickens.
I know.
You know,
how do I've wanted them for a long time and my wife wouldn't let me. And finally, the grandkids moved in and my oldest granddaughter said, you know, over by the garage would be a great place to have chickens. And I went, oh, you want chickens? And she went, yeah. And so, of course, my wife can't tell her no, you know.
Yes.
So we got chickens. And anyway, and I've given eggs to all my neighbors, you know, and nothing, not a problem. So they moved in and I went over, you know, and I took a, you know, carton of eggs and I put my and my wife's name down and our phone number. And I said, we're glad you're here. Welcome to the neighborhood. We have chickens, so I brought you some eggs and our phone number, our names are right there. If you need anything, give us a call. I was just being nice, you know, just welcome to the neighborhood. And next thing I know, animal control and the health department came out because she said our chickens were giving her rats. And I went, one, they're not giving us rats. So how are they giving you rats? And no, they don't give you rats. Anyway, she started calling the HOA. She wanted us to get rid of the chickens. And finally, the animal control, he came out and he goes, you're in compliance. You're not doing anything wrong. You're fine as far as the city. And he goes, she can call all she wants and we'll have to come out because that's what we have to do. But then I tell her they're in compliance. There's nothing they're doing wrong. They're completely fine. They're clean. There's no smell. Anyway, so we hadn't heard from her for a while. Well, my daughter-in-law was here. I wasn't here. And we got a package. It was theirs, but it was delivered wrong, which in and of itself, that happens. Yeah. But my daughter-in-law got it and she went, oh my God. Well, she didn't notice it at first because she opened it. She thought it was hers. Mm-hmm. And she realized, oh, that's not mine. And she was like, oh, I don't know what to do with it because they're going to get weird, you know, like I'm opening their mail. And he came over, the husband came over. And he said, I know you have our package because we saw it on the, you know. And she goes, yes, I do. It's right. He said, did you throw it away? She goes, no, I didn't throw it away. I have it right here. I just opened it and I was kind of nervous about bringing it over to you. And he goes, why would you be nervous about that? She goes, well, one of the reasons is one, how you're treating us with our chickens. Your other next door neighbor, you reported her for her dog and you've been calling the HOA on people's RVs. You know, you can't have an RV in your front, you know, on your driveway for longer than a set time because it's not supposed to be there. You can drive one up and park it and then take it out. Anyway, she was reporting everybody. I was like, what a great way to make,
friends.
Well, anyway, so he comes over and, you know, she goes, well, no, because the way you've been treating all the neighbors. And she goes, why would I think anything else other than you're going to be an ass? And she did. She was not. And he goes, look, I pay a lot of money to live in a neighborhood like this, and I pay my taxes. She goes, I pay taxes too. And he goes, no, you don't. You live there for free because they live with us. Oh. Well, my son and her, they own a house in the neighborhood. They're just renting it out. So she goes, I own a house and I pay taxes. And that kind of unsettled him. And the next thing she says, he says, look, I pay a lot of money and hard-earned taxes to live in this neighborhood, and I shouldn't have to live next door to people with AIDS.
Oh my God.
What? Well, for one, we're lesbians. We don't get AIDS. And it's like, oh, and he goes, AIDS and barn animals. And I'm like, oh my God. So we've just kind of... So that's the but I will say this other thing that was happening. Well, when we knew the neighbor was all these people were telling us HOA and all these people were going, you know, they're gay, they're homophobes. I said, I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
So because I knew that, I put my gay flags out. And I knew that would piss them off. But what was interesting about that is I was outside one day with our little puppy, just getting her to potty in the yard, and a car drove by, and the window rolled down, and she goes, "Can I talk to you for a minute?" I went, "Yeah, sure." So she swung around and she pulled up, young, pretty girl, and she goes, "I just want to tell you how much it means to me to see your gay flags." She goes, "Every morning when I drive by your house, it just makes me smile that someone in this neighborhood has their gay flags out." And she had, and she's 21 and just pretty as a butt, you know, and she had had her car broken into. She had a gay sticker on it and all that. And then after that, I went, well, I'm not taking them down now anyway.
Right.
Well, after that, I had two little girls come up to the, I wasn't here. My granddaughter was here. And these two girls, probably about 12, they knocked on the door, and my granddaughter answered the door, and they went, "We just want you to know we love your flags."
Oh.
And it's like these little kids are coming by going, "Thanks, we love your flags."
I do too.
That's cool.
I'm so jealous. I wish, you know, like, that's amazing.
I know. And it's like, well, see, and then there you go. That's life. Because we have this horrible thing and we've never had that before. We throw out all the gay flags and then thank you, you know.
And then, yeah, and then humanity redeems himself.
Uh-huh.
It's so, it's
I had a happy ending. That was a good ending.
Yeah. Thank God. I mean,
I know.
It's, I guess, you know, after the last 4 years of, you know, hate being stirred up the way it has, everybody feels like they have
a lot to
say. Stupid things like the AIDS remark. Like, I mean, seriously, I can't imagine saying something like that. Like, let alone out loud.
The ignorance.
But it's both of them. That's what's so sad, is they both bought each other's bullshit, you know? And they just sit at home and just, you know,
stir it up. So watch.
Oh my God. But what I also love is the fact that HOA and animal control and all this, they're like, they're crazy.
Yeah, they are really making friends everywhere they
go.
I can't believe that. Oh man. I hope you use idiots like that in your act. That's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
You know, I actually had two, on a different part of that story, I actually had two or three rescue chickens, believe it or not. My business is an industrial area. It's a pallet business. And once in a while, chickens show up. So we made a little coop for them in the yard. And they were happy there. We called them Henrietta. There was Henrietta One. And they were chickens, not roosters. But they got to the point. There were two that I think were dumped there. People, why would you dump a chicken in an industrial area? I don't know. But chickens are very smart. I'm just, you know, putting it out there. Like, I come from Long Island and I never saw a cow or a chicken or anything because it was the burbs, you know, and I was so excited to see a chicken. But the thing is I can't eat chicken anymore now because that happened because I knew a chicken. So that's my face. I'll eat eggs though. That's how it starts.
My wife watched a documentary on pigs. So then
I can't eat pigs either.
Now she, now she's like a complete vegetarian.
Well, I can eat chicken. It doesn't bother me at all.
You're a Southern.
You know, my chickens eat chickens. My chickens eat chicken. Chickens are predominantly meat eaters. They need meat.
I was surprised to find that out.
Mm-hmm. They're actually omnivores. They literally will eat anything. They're like our great new compost. Whatever we have left over, or it gets, you know, mold, not moldy, but like old, you know, and wrinkly and dried out, that you're not going to eat it, but nothing's really wrong with it. You just throw it out to the chickens. They go nuts. They love chicken. They love scrambled eggs. They love, you know, they love
anything. I couldn't do that. We would have like Kentucky Fried Chicken for lunch or something. you know, the other people in the office. I couldn't give them the chicken. I felt bad about that. I know you could do that.
Yes. Yeah. And they love it.
Funny.
So are you playing anywhere other than Ohio right now?
Not yet. Not yet. Oh, no, I do Women's Week in Provincetown in October.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. When is that? In October?
October. It's usually, it is always, and not usually, it's always the week of Columbus Day.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Because yeah. And it's like this year it's going to be October 13th through the 16th.
Oh, perfect. And all the names go there, don't they? Like Rosie O'Donnell, Leah Delaria, everybody's just walking around having a full time. Yeah. That's one of the things on my,
well, you know, Leah owns a bar there now.
Right.
Yeah.
Part of the project about saving lesbian bars.
Oh yeah, I saw just saw that on.
But she also, but hers, she changed it. It was a lesbian bar dance place.
Yeah,
and I think now it's like a jazz club.
Right,
so it's more music oriented, live music.
Oh, fantastic, Jay! There you go.
I know. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna look into going. I wanted to play it, but I didn't submit in time, so. I guess they already have their acts in place.
About going for so long. My wife wants to go. Donna wants to go. Like, it'd be so fun to get everybody in. You know, my cousins right near Rehoboth. So, you know, like that, it's perfect. But that's definitely on my bucket list. And the other, you know, like I've become obsessed with home renovation shows. Pandemic, right? Binging on everything. And now Discovery Plus, like catching up on old stuff. And so now I'm hell-bent on going to the Silos in
Waco.
Yeah, that's my other thing. I put that on the list. Got to get to the Silos. Like,
well, if you get down here, come get me. We'll go together. I would like to go, too.
Honestly,
not very far.
I'm going to bring my guitar and play on the street corner in Provincetown during Women's Week. I'll do that.
There you go.
So they kick me out.
Austin, you'll be like a busker. Isn't that what they call them over here, a busker?
Is that what they do? I don't know.
Yeah.
We call them street musicians. I don't know what we call them. Uninvited street musicians. No, but I'll try to, if I get to go, I'll try to catch your show, Vicki. And but you know, I'm there. That would be really fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. And I'll be at the Crown and Anchor, so easy to get me. You can text me or, sorry about that. You know, just text me and let me know you're there. Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Is that when you're coming down, Denise? Coming over?
I am. I'm thinking about pushing my ticket. I was supposed to come the first week of October to Florida, but my cousin's getting married up in New York. So my mom and my mom wants to go to that. So I.
Oh right, you said that.
And Gemma's got some stuff going on, and she needs to get back to Australia. So I might have to push my ticket out depending on if her flight gets canceled. So it's a little mumbo jumbly. I'm going to try and get there, you know, like still in October, but I'm just not sure of the dates yet, but that would be a nice side trip, man. My mother would be like, you don't want to go to a family wedding, but you'll go hang out with the girls in Providence.
Right. Yeah.
Well, of course.
Exactly. Well, listen, this has been super fun. I see my clock's down. So, I hope you do fantastic in Ohio and it's the start of many gigs. For you, I'm so glad you finally made it and that nothing was wrong and you just forgot about us. That's that's better than thinking the worst.
That's right.
All right, you guys, it's been fantastic. Thank you, Vicki, so much.
Yes, it has been. It's so nice meeting you.
Yes, you too. Can't wait to see you both again.
Yeah, we're gonna we'll figure something out. That's for sure. Jay, it's been great, even though it's just been a day or so.
Hey,
I know. I missed you.
Since you're in London, since you're in Britain, do you have, or London, I've had so many people that are from there say I should come over and do some shows, but I don't have any contacts.
I will. I'll send you a few that I know that are still doing stuff because a lot of places never reopened. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if the few that I have are still open, I'd be happy to send them to you.
Oh, great.
You got it.
That'd be great.
All right.
Sure.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Stay cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You too. Bye.
There, Jesse.
He drank way too much whiskey.
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.